What's up, party people? This is Chris DeRose. I got a tip off. You know, I've been doing this once before, and I'm doing this again now. I got a tip off of somebody who was going around the channels here on Telegram, and he was advertising his high yield investment product, perhaps products. I mean, this guy is just like full of them. He's got everything from, oh geez, I guess the Sunbit kit, which is, well, it's a pipe dream, but it's got a picture of what looks to be a solar mining rig. I'll let you be the judge of whether or not this guy's ever produced one. We also have a, I guess this, it's called a zinc 7.cc referral code that he's posting around. And then he's got, on top of all of that, his own sort of thing, BATM or BATM, something like that. So, you know, I was debating whether or not this would be interesting content. You know, the guy did not sound like he was entirely with it. But you know what? I think that the reason I like this is because I want to kind of chronicle just kind of the state of what I see here in blockchain and in Bitcoin, in certainly the early 2017 era. I could be wrong. I'd like to think that a lot of this nonsense is dying out. I could be completely wrong about that. But what I think is going on is that not enough people really documenting the hows and the whys of the people going through these channels. So this guy, Andrew, I talked to him for a bit. He explained to me what he's doing. I think that it's just for at least posterity, we can kind of chronicle the degree of comprehension that this guy has. You know, I always come to people, and for me, it's very obvious, scammers don't know they're scamming. And I think that a lot of people don't hear what the pitches are behind the scenes. I think that they think that these are like maniacal evil geniuses that are running these schemes. And, well, I'll let you be the judge of whether or not that's what you hear. So let's hear from a sponsor and get on with the interview.
Hey, everybody. I'm the CEO of Monero Apparel. And I just want to let you know that we got all your favorite Monero apparel needs. We got Monero t-shirts. We got Monero sweaters. We got Monero mugs. We're going to have Monero hats.
Fuck yeah.
Do you have kids? Put it in a fucking Monero onesie and see if I care.
This just in. Breaking news, everybody.
Do you love Junseth or do you hate Junseth? We've got I love and I hate Junseth t-shirts.
Oh, I want that one.
So come on down to MoneroApparel.com for 10% off of orders 0.15 BTC or more with promo code BU2016. That's promo code BU2016.
The thoughts and views expressed by MoneroApparel.com are not necessarily supported by Bitcoin Uncensored. Bitcoin only accepted.
What's cracking?
Well, you tell me. I was told to contact you about a high yield investment product that you were offering, which sounded enticing, and so I reached out to you. And from there, I guess what we had a couple words back and forth, and here we are. So, welcome to Bitcoin Uncensored.
Yeah, I love Bitcoin Uncensored, like anything uncensored. I have been getting burned by too good to be true, you know, high yield investment platforms for a couple of years. And since I turned 12 just the other day, I realized that not all of them are going to work. Now, I got a couple partners of planning around the planet and do our due diligence all the way down to, you know, security, you know, forensics and stuff like that, trying to actually speak with the, you know, actual human being behind the platform versus, you know, the digital Russian mafia or something like that. You know, have you heard across the open plains about that massive, Ponzi scam Lara with me?
I don't know how massive it is, but I've certainly heard of it. I saw that when it came
out.
Well,
they brought in $298 million, pretty large amount.
That sounds a little bit high, but where's your source on that number?
Well, the source on that number was from a blockchain analytic, scan that we used. When I was talking with AKA Alex about the platform in the early days, and when I say early days, before the supposed drama started happening on Telegram with all the fake chat rooms and big not, there was a big big controversy with, you know, just with dramas like high school, you know, like I didn't understand first off the what the hell they were thinking using a closed you know, it's not open source Telegram, and you know, it's only as secure as they say it is, you know, in my opinion. But and you've got all these trolls and stuff and people new to Bitcoin, and
let's switch the conversation over a little bit. Tell me what it is that you are doing in the space. I hear that you're in the channels, you're on Telegram, and you're soliciting people to invest in what you've got. So why don't you tell us about what it is you're doing?
Yeah, sure. Well, I don't typically solicit too much. It's more so of a saw a need in the Bitcoin space for, I guess, if I had to sum it up in three words, is a Bitcoin hip, you know, investigation type platform. And the website that we'll be launching, let's see, probably about 3 days, will allow you to join, and we're essentially like a glorified monitor. And you know, there's a couple that are online that, you know, have been online for, you know, 400 or 500 days, that, you know, 7% a day type of returns, which, you know,
7% per day.
Yeah, yeah, the 7% a day is, you know, you got $1,000, you pop it in there.
So they double their money every 10 and a half days.
Well, no, follow me here. We're dropping $1,000, and okay, it's 7% payout daily. By day 15, you broke even. Everything, every day after that is pure profit. And including, so it's including principal. So by day 31,
that's what you're offering.
Yeah, that's what. There is a platform that I don't want to throw out there because it's not mine. I'll be happy to provide a referral link or whatnot. But there's a platform, and it's actually, you know, a legitimate company here in the U.S. that's in an alternative industry outside of cryptocurrencies or anything like that, and the, you know, the owners were obviously involved in Bitcoin or saw it. It was basically like a roundabout way to crowdfund their company into getting more capital by going just with, you know, some jackass VC that wants, you know,
what this sounds 20%. Like, this sounds like a Ponzi to me. How what are they doing with that money?
Well, first off, it's a legitimate company, meaning
and Bernie Madoff ran a legitimate company too. So we got to develop that a little bit.
Okay, I've physically been to their location where the mineral. I was going to give it all away. There's a few minerals that they're mining and distributing, copper, zinc. There's some other. It's like the gold dust or whatnot that they use. And they have this huge operation. I've been to the office, you know, met with the.
How long have they been in business?
The company that is mining, you know, like traditional company outside of the alternative peer-to-peer funding that they're doing, a little bit over a decade. And
so if they're earning 10.5%, or they're earning doubling your money every 10.5 days, they should own the entire universe at this point.
You didn't let me finish. You're not gonna double your money. You're gonna make about $1,000 will come back. I mean, real simple math. You got $7 times 15 days. That's when you just broke even. You got your $1,000 back.
How'd you do $7 times 15 days? I guess it's 75. So you're doing the rule 72, but you're doing it with 75?
Essentially, I was just throwing out, you know, like one Bitcoin or whatever, $1,000. So I could give you the exact numbers that, you know, I tested the waters with, 0.1. And then after 30 days, I received a certificate, like, you know, boom, I owned whatever, I think it was like $125. I received $187. Excuse me, $197.
But so you have your principal, you put your principal in, and then you've returned your principal plus that earnings in 15 days?
No, in 30 days. By 15 days, you broke even. Now, and it intrigued me because in this one platform, and to be frank,
Hold on, so you Bitcoin, give them their money, and then they give you a percentage of, but you've lost the principal. Is that what you're telling me?
No, they include the principal in your daily payouts. So then,
in 15 days, the day one, if you put a Bitcoin in, you should have one Bitcoin in your balance on day one. So day 15, you would have two Bitcoins in your balance.
No.
So you put a Bitcoin in and your balance is zero.
All right. You put a Bitcoin in, you got $1,000 invested. All right?
Because your balance is $1,000. Okay.
Right. That's what I'm trying to use a round number. So $1,000. So you're getting 7% a day.
So you have $2,000 in 10.2 days.
Okay. 1,000 times 0.07, $70 a day times 15 days is 1,050. Like I said, you broke even at 15 days.
But you didn't adjust that for the accrued principal. So like it's 7% of, $70? So the second day would be $1,070. And then the third day, your balance would be like, I don't know, 1,000 and like,
okay,
100. And
the principal is included with your payout. So you're receiving, $77 a day. Multiply 77 times 31 days, 2387.
Okay, so this is a weird investment because you only make money based off your original principal and not off of the accrued.
There's not compounding with this particular platform. You can reinvest.
But how does that possibly make sense to you? Because like if that balance is returning a percentage of the principal, then they clearly have the entirety of the principal, unless it's just a Ponzi.
Well, it makes sense to me because, one, if you gave me one Bitcoin and said, hey, I want to invest in your Bitcoin broker business, Andrew. So, okay, no problem. I will cut you in 50-50 on the profits that I make by selling that Bitcoin. Now, when I sell that Bitcoin, I'm not selling it for, 5%, 10%. I'm selling it for a 50% margin. So I'd sell one Bitcoin for $1,500 to a happy Indian via a high-risk method like PayPal or NetTeller. And as soon as that's sold, I immediately, because it's programmable money, it's cloud money.
This is a cloud mining thing somehow.
No. I didn't say mining, cloud money. So I'm saying...
Oh, I'm not familiar with that term.
Yeah. I mean, mining's... Mining's a whole different conversation, but I'm saying with the money that, so $500, I'd give you 250 of it and I'd have made 250. Now that $1,000 that you gave me, if I did that every day and then gave you your Bitcoin back,
you put $1,000 in and then you just pull out $70 a day in perpetuity.
Correct. So seven. And,
so then, could I just put? So then, every day, could I just put the $70 back in, and then double
you
my
could,
money?
Absolutely.
In 10.2 days, as opposed to 15 days. So what the hell is going on here? Because you're telling me that you did a button, I guess, for them to reinvest the dividends.
This particular platform, and the reason that it's the biggest reason why, I decided. With some team to say, I was like, hey, wouldn't it be great if we could some of the best programs out there, monitor them, figure out if they're legit? Because, the payout's all in the proof. It's not, when I say proof, I'm talking forensic blockchain everything. I mean, getting down, because these, hacker forums and stuff like that, or Telegram, there's obviously there's fake profiles and, oh yeah, I got paid, and a proof of payment is, it kind of like the, how Moore's Law, the arch on Moore's Law, a high yield investment platform has kind of got a little mountain curve to it. So you go up it, over it, down it, and, it depends on where you're going to get in. But a legitimate business, it is essentially a Bitcoin and the
ability to. When is the down? When is the down on this product? So you're telling me it goes up and then it goes down at some point? That is the expectation?
What I'm speaking of, it would be a Ponzi, meaning it's going up, it's going up, it's going up, and at some point.
I see. So this just goes on forever.
Well, or until they close around. Now, what caught me off guard, and I'm 39, 19 years self-employed. I've done well for myself. I got multiple companies. I've got some stealth startups, in Bitcoin. But what threw me off is I received, after my investment closed out, I was receiving daily payments. I'd have to log on and then manually withdraw, or you'd have the option to reinvest. Now, of course,
hold on, let me stop you real quick. I'm just doing some basic math here. I want to run this by you. So this company is promising doubling your money every 10.2 days. And
no, I don't know where you're getting that.
Because I actually I hit the button that reinvests my dividends. So after.
Okay. You're using compounding. Yeah. Okay.
So I hit a button, right? That's the okay. Right. So every time I hit that button, I hit it once a day. And it's going to be 10.2 days. I'm going to double my money. So that means that I can double my money 35.8 times in a year, roughly. So that means if I start out with $1,000 at the beginning of the year, that's going to be 2,000, 4,000, 16,000, 32,000, 64,000, and that's like January. Was it 64? Then 128. 256, 512, about $1 million in February. And frankly, it just keeps on going up from there. So this company will be producing billions of dollars on a $1,000 profit per year.
Sounds too good to be true, doesn't it?
Well, why don't they just get a credit card for $1,000? And then at the end of the year, they're richer than Bill Gates. Why are they soliciting money?
Right. Or an American Express Plum. Where no interest for 60 days for a company. I appreciate you saying that, because I asked myself the same question. Now, has this platform been around for a year? Are they going to say, hey, all right, that's good. We've made enough money now using Bitcoin. We don't want the Federal Trade Commission coming in and yanking off our balls and putting us out of business because we're supposed to stick to, boring the earth and grabbing minerals. It hadn't happened yet with this particular case. But what you just said, the reason why I went to me personally, right? Let's use a peer-to-peer. Are you familiar with the BitConnect platform?
I'm not, but hold on one second real quick. So is this the product that you've been promoting in channels that you promoted with me? Then do you get like a referral bonus when you get people into this product?
I didn't know I promoted a product with you. You clicked on an affiliate link of mine?
No, I was introduced to you by way of a high yield investment product, and I was wondering if this is that product that we talked about.
Okay. So you quit. He had a one. I have no idea. I don't even know this guy. I was in a. Hold on. Let me go into my telegram.
I hear that you're in mining channels. You're promoting a high yield investment product, which is fine because I'd like to invest in a high yield investment product. But this is crazy. Yeah, I wonder if this is the one you're promoting.
It's not. I mean, your typical high yield investment platform is a Ponzi if it's set up where, like for example.
I mean, I'm reading right here. Let me just read what I heard when you introduced yourself. You said, I said, do you offer a high yield investment product? To which you said, yes, sir, the best. I don't mess with poorly made platforms. I run a few high net worth investment groups. We pool resources together, earn 150% in a few days, sometimes 200% in 2 days. Depends on the investment amount. Sure. So is this, in fact, the the investment that earns those percentages?
The one we're speaking of?
Yes.
No.
Okay, so tell me about the one that earns 150% in a few days.
Sure. This one is a cooperative of multiple platforms that have been operating our benchmarking tests and, you know, Google Analytics and all that stuff came back to find that, you know, the around day 72 of a, for example, we use the most extreme, the Bitcoin doublers. Okay. You know, how many Bitcoins have I lost that way? I don't know. How many have I doubled? A lot, just, you know, playing. I mean, I've been mining Bitcoin since 2013. So, you know, I got some coins to play with, and a Bitcoin doubler was the first one I ever saw. And then what I found is that high yield investment platform monitors like HYIP.com. I mean, that's one of them, or, you know, HYIP monitor.com. These are typically owned by marketing or webmasters, wherever they are, offshore hosting. They do their due diligence and they let the platforms advertise for whatever, you know, $23 a week or something, put their banners.
So what is the name of your best performing investment group right now? The one that does 200% in 2 days.
What is the name?
Yeah, let's just call it something. Does it have a name? Right. Is it the solar? Sure. Is it the solar Bitcoin mining investment group?
No, that's a, you know, actual corporation. But I just incorporated a new company for what I'm building, and it's ready now. I mean, we're operating in.
What's the name of this project?
Alpha. The name of the project is BATM2Go.
BATM2Go. Okay, so this is the one that has been earning 150%, or this is the one that you believe will earn 150%.
Oh, it's been earning 150%.
Okay.
It's not somewhere you can go www. To the website, sign up, drop your money in right now, because when that happens, you have an influx of, since we're Bitcoin uncensored,
you don't want too many people joining this. You got to keep it a small group, as it sounds like, because then everybody will. Okay.
We don't want a bunch of little ass deposits. I mean, we don't want to disappoint people.
Let's figure this out. So, okay, when you say you earn 150% in a few days, that means if I start with one Bitcoin, I have 1.5 Bitcoin in a few days, or I have 2.5 Bitcoin. Yes. Okay, so I earned 50% in 2 days.
Yeah, but the 100% compounding would not be possible. I mean, that there's difference between just like when you broke down those numbers on Z, you would think everyone would do 100% compounding, but then you'd have to have 100% faith in that company and those people, 100%, you know, everything. I mean,
if I give you a Bitcoin, would you take a Bitcoin now to invest in this product?
Yeah, and I would guarantee you a day, between 12%. When I say guarantee, I mean if Bitcoin drops
12% in a day, you'll guarantee 12% in a day.
Yeah, and let me tell you how I do it.
Okay, yeah, how do you do it?
It's really simple.
Yeah, that's right.
It's really simple. We could do it right now, like on, you know, virtually on the phone. All right, I take a Bitcoin, I log into one of my accounts on either Local Bitcoins or Paxful. Or BitConnect, a peer-to-peer decentralized marketplace for buying and selling Bitcoin. And I look for the people that are trying to buy Bitcoin with, for example, PayPal. And I sell that one Bitcoin for 200% markup.
And now, what percentage of those transactions are fraud?
Well, if you do not actually have a business, about 27%, actually. Now I got to, you said that, I'm clicking, I found a number. 27% chargeback.
But okay, so 27%, so your 12% profit, that is before or after the 27% chargeback?
Oh, that's after. Yeah, I mean, no, the 12% is small. So let me take you step by step, because I'm ADHD, with a little bit of OCD. So I like to take it step by step, and I like it, I'm explaining it to my, a 12-year-old or something. Like, hey, this is how you're gonna do it when Daddy dies or something.
All right.
So I got the Bitcoin, and I'm selling it for, times how much
well, I think Bitcoin, 12%, right? 12% you said was the margin on the trade.
12% is what I said I could pay you. So times 0.12, if I sold that Bitcoin, but 12% is not a big markup. You go to coinmama.com, you're paying 38% markup you pay with a credit card. But the KYC and AML and everything, if you're a trader and you operate with under the compliance, you have them upload ID, you actually call PayPal if they don't have a history of trades, you do your due diligence, call PayPal, say, hey, I'm selling this person Bitcoin, and I want to make sure that it's that person. Can you call them for me? Or let me call them on three-way.
You've done that before? Because I don't believe that PayPal allows you to even say the word Bitcoin on a transaction.
Really? Well, go to the website wesellcrypto.com, and you tell me that PayPal doesn't allow. But PayPal is so involved in Bitcoin, you wouldn't believe. I mean, look at when they bought Venmo, and then
if
they
I look
have
at we sell. You said wesellbitcoin.com?
No, we sell crypto. CRYPTO.
Oh, crypto. Okay. PayPal does have a Bitcoin to fiat conversion that they do.
Right, and so does NetTeller, who my company BYOBANK, Be Your Own Bank.
Last I checked, they sell you dollars. They don't sell you Bitcoin.
Who? NetTeller?
No, PayPal.
Right. Oh, I don't know. I haven't used that service. It's not available in the U.S. So
you haven't used PayPal in the U.S.?
No, I haven't bought bought Bitcoin from PayPal with PayPal. I have no idea.
But what's your? I believe that PayPal has restrictions on the sale of Bitcoin. They don't have a restriction on the sale of dollars.
Okay. Well, and you probably are. Your belief is probably correct in some cases because of massive amounts of fraud. Yeah, but at the same time.
Why isn't PayPal doing it? Does that not tell you that maybe these 27% chargebacks make it an unprofitable business for PayPal?
What, selling Bitcoin?
Yes.
Okay, well, why wouldn't PayPal? PayPal, I mean, gosh, we're talking about David and Goliath. PayPal is so enormous. I mean, the companies that.
But you're talking about 12% per day. PayPal doesn't make anywhere near 12% per day. If they were making 12% per day, PayPal would be making – they'd be doubling their money every – let's see, 72 divided by 12 every 6 days. So they could start off with $1,000 at the beginning of the year, and they could earn billions of dollars by the end of the year. So I get that they're Goliath, but they're not so large that they're making billions of dollars per year, or at least that they would sneeze at that.
Yeah, I agree, but I think you're chasing the wrong fox here, because we're talking about with Bitcoin. All right, let's take online out of it. Just if you sent me a Bitcoin and I went and I met Francisco in Paris, France, and I sold him 100 Bitcoins, and one of them was yours, and he gave me whatever it was, whether it was cash, euro, or deposit into a bank account, and I'm speaking actually of a real person that I've done OTC trades with, basically off the record, over the counter, whatever. So a person-to-person transaction to skip the exchange, because the last time I looked, 64% of trades of Bitcoin buying and selling is not done on these enormous exchanges like Bitstamp. It's done off, because if it was done on, it would actually deflate the price of Bitcoin dramatically because of, you know, someone buys 1,000 Bitcoins in cash with a bank transfer between one person and another. If that was on, you know, the Whale Club would be over with. I mean, you know, the leverage and all that stuff. It just, it's happened. You know, you see it all the time with, like, what the hell just, who the hell just bought, like, all those or, you know, big swings. So, you know, back to the transaction and how essentially I could double the money, you know, even just taking the platform out. The amount of Bitcoin that's available is so much lower than the amount of Bitcoin that is being seeked out and people are willing to pay 2 times, 3 times. I've sold as high as 4 times the value of Bitcoin.
And what were the chargebacks on those 4-time transactions? How many times did you get ripped off?
In the beginning, I was losing money, and then I'd signed up with a company called Chargebacks 911, which they essentially it scared the hell out of me when I saw how much they offered. They offered a service that, so you're sitting there on your smartphone and you're on local Bitcoins, and you're like, all right, I'm going to go ahead and buy some Bitcoin from this guy, this stolen PayPal account, and hoo-hoo. You know, let me go ahead and get it done. Well, that program, that service, that's sitting there taking a picture of your ass, GOIP, scanning all types of.
And when you started using that, what did your rates go down to?
My rate, they dropped my rate by 38% to where my loss is somewhere around 7%. And that is not too shabby, because I mean,
you were also charging less for those transactions, so your rates to perform the transaction are no longer as high.
Well, no, because I raised it. I mean,
you're telling me you raised your rates and you had less fraud. Chargeback 911 charging you?
Right. So I mean, simple NLP, neurolinguistic programming sales. You know, you walk into a high-end shop and you walk into a shop and you see something that's more expensive and you know, might be equivalent, maybe the same as another brand. Most right brain people are, I forgot what the actual statistic was.
What is neuro-linguistic programming?
Neuro-linguistic programming?
Is that what you just said? Well, yeah.
Yeah, NLP. Yeah, I'm a long time ago. I was essentially forced into getting certification for NLP, neuro-linguistic programming.
What is not how did we come about to it? What does that word mean?
Well, NLP is neuro-linguistic programming is the actual definition, God, I should wiki it, but it's essentially you're using words to subconsciously pre-program someone's mindset.
Did you say you got a certification of some kind in this? How much did you pay for that certification?
I didn't pay anything because the company that I was selling $8,000 a house of gutter guards for paid for it.
How much did they charge you for a certification in neuro-linguistic programming, be it by principal agent problem or otherwise?
Well, I don't recall, but I will tell you what NLPcoaching.com charges. Let's see, corporate professional.
That's all right. You know, we'll move on. We'll move on. It's not relevant.
You keep digging on all these things. But I'll be
Andrew. So you're telling me that you're coming up with a 12% per day return on local Bitcoin trades, but that means you should be doubling your money every 6 days. So why don't you
doubling my Bitcoin?
What's the difference? I think you know,
denominated. There's not one.
Yeah.
Right.
So you should. So if you put one Bitcoin in or $1,000 in, 6 days later, you should have twice that amount. So if you just did this for a month on your own without soliciting investment, you should be, what is it, we have 30, let's say, divided by six. That's five doublings. So if you put $1,000 in, you would have 2,000, 4,000, 8,000, 16,000, $32,000 by the end of the month.
That's about, yeah, that's about right. There's
what's the biggest what's the biggest investor you've had in this project? Not his name, but the amount. Like, what's the biggest amount of investment you've had in BATM so far?
The biggest in,
who's,
I am kind of a anti-VC. I mean, I've bootstrapped.
But you're going around. Business. You're going around the mining channels. You're looking for investors. Surely you have a single investor. Seeing that you've told me that you've already returned 150 to 200%. Leading up to this phone call, did you make that up, or did you have an investor?
No, I did not make it up. I did not have a specific investor that came to me and said, "Hey, I want to invest in your platform."
Fine. What is the amount of any investor? Let's say the largest one, ideally. What is the amount that's been donated to you? Is
100,
it 100 bucks?
Okay, I got you. From a person.
Yeah,
100 Bitcoin was put into our. When I say our, there's three other traders that.
So that 100 Bitcoiner, off. That 100 Bitcoin donation in the course of the month would be worth, let's do it again, it's what, 200, 400, 800, 1,600, 3,200 Bitcoin, which 3,200 Bitcoin at the market price currently, let's say, what, $900? So you should have roughly, what, 28,000? Is that right? I think that's way too low. Hold on.
Yeah, right. If I had enough, 100
Bitcoin,
if I had enough people to sell
400, 800. Well, I just waited wrong.
100 Bitcoin a day. You're talking about selling 100 Bitcoin a day on an extreme pricing level. I mean,
yeah, I got it was off by an order of magnitude. So you should currently have about $2.8 million in your coffers there on your first month's returns.
Sure. In a perfect world, yeah, it would work that way.
But you made a very specific claim. So like that claim has to be completely off because how much do you have? Currently, of that 100 BTC,
it's that 100 BTC in 6 months turned into over. Let's see, minus two, probably right around about $400, $450 is about the balance.
But, okay, so you've that's substantially shy of your claim.
This is Bitcoin Uncensored. This is your podcast, but let this be my rodeo for 3 minutes, and let me explain how you just shifted from one
cowboy Andrew
from VC. Yeah, you went from VC to
I never said VC. You brought VC. I never said that. I said investor, and I think you thought that meant VC.
Okay, investor. Okay, you went from You're soliciting big investment. I copy paste in a referral link in rooms that I see people, are trying to buy like 0.1 Bitcoin because it's something that, they're going to click on. And, and then if they deposit, I make money. When if I was going to actually seek out a high yield investment platform is like a bad word. I mean, it's like everybody thinks Ponzi and, whatever it is, not 97% of, educated professionals hear Bitcoin, they think Ponzi or whatever. They don't know what the hell, whatever those numbers are. It's all about perception of value. And you would be amazed. And I'll give you a prime example right now on the amount of Bitcoins that are traded daily and people pay with Amazon gift cards, for example, the arbitrage of taking it's all digital, taking essentially an e-wallet or something that has merit or value and trading it on an open market The market adjusts, obviously, based off the buyers and the sellers. But I'm on Paxful right now.
Okay.
And I'm going to put in here, I'm going to put $10,000 that I want to buy, right? And I'm just going to hit their little button that says, give me the best.
Okay.
Now, all right, I'm going to use Amazon gift card.
Okay.
Hold on a second. It's loading. Let's see. All right. Now, first off, never mind. I won't say it. Two of my partners are in the top three. All right. Let me break this one down for you without giving away this person's trader platform, because he might cut me. No, I don't know. He's a verified seller, legacy trader, reputation 10,506. He's traded over looks like 18,000 Bitcoin. Now, that's a lot of damping. Wow. His minimum is $15, maximum is $80. It costs you $1.37 for each dollar. So that's his platform. That's his. You give him $80, you get $58 worth of Bitcoin. And he does this, you know, however many times, you know, for 100 times a day. He's got other offers up to 300 balances. He don't accept e-codes. Cards should be purchased with real cash. He has you upload the receipt and take a picture of you with the receipt.
Did you say put in $10,000? Because when I put in $10,000, that seems substantially higher than anybody is dealing with right now.
Sure, exactly. I was just doing a search.
There's only one person that shows up for anything that I've seen over even $1,000.
Well, you got to try a different payment method. I mean,
I'm doing Amazon gift card USD.
You should try. All right. Yeah. Let me figure this out quicker.
You're making extraordinary claims here. I'm trying to figure out.
Claims. Hold on. Yeah.
Why they're so extraordinary.
Let me teach you something you may or may not know.
Please. That's what I'm here for. Yeah.
Okay. Well, let me teach you just for a second. All right. You're on Paxful right now. Do you have an account or no?
Yes.
Okay. Go to sell Bitcoin.
I went there.
All right. What do you see at the top?
I can buy or sell. I can put an amount in.
Look at Venmo, fast trade, $9,000 of Bitcoin.
Okay.
All right. Now hit sell and say, all right, Venmo is owned by PayPal. Venmo is probably it's one of the worst methods ever. I made a lot of money, but lost a lot. Didn't lose more. It's very dangerous because, you know, somebody can just say, I didn't mean to send them that and whatever. So
do you think do you think the price reflects the risk, Andrew? Do you think that the reason why the price is high is because the risk is high?
Yes. High risk investment plan.
Okay.
Kind of like high. Yeah. I mean, it goes with the plan, goes with the playing field. Now, if you can figure out a way to game the system where you don't break the law and you don't, because let's just say, like, I'm looking at this guy's platform. He's got 21 trades, whatever.
Are you looking at the same guy that was your friend that has 21 trades, or this is a new guy?
No. I'll give you his. Let's use this guy because he's probably a scammer.
Ben, are you looking at this guy named Ben basically?
I don't know what it's just in time 10.
I think I saw that guy too.
So
okay,
all right, yeah. So here's what you do: is you hit trust. You trust them,
right?
even though you don't, and then you open. You set an offer, because look at all these methods he's got: any credit, debit card, Square Up, bill payment.
Hold on. So we're getting a little distracted here. I just want to back up for a second. You've made $270,000, you've said, in the last 6 months off of the 100 Bitcoin that you started with. And you're soliciting now for more money somehow. And my suspicion is that you haven't hit anywhere near that cap in terms of the trades you're doing. Because we're talking about trades here that are relatively small compared to that amount. And my suspicion is that you're getting very few people that are investing that kind of money into this 12% per day pitch.
Your suspicion.
Andrew, I think that you don't know a lot about this. I think that you are hearing from friends that this is what they're doing, and you have next to no credit and money whatsoever in your name. And so you're going around looking for other people to invest in this. And then it's a complete fabrication that you've made 300 Bitcoin in 6 months. Because if you had $270,000 in profit lying around, you wouldn't be spending your time hustling people on the Bitcoin mining groups. You would be recycling that money, turning it into easily another million by the end of the year.
Mm-hmm. And so you're...
Because you made a 4x return in 6 months. So you should be making $1 million in 6 months thereafter.
Yeah. You are assuming two or three things, and then I'm going to correct you on four things that you just said. You are assuming that the one post that I put that you saw, and that guy doesn't know you, evidently. It just says that you're a Bitcoin investor. I didn't ask him for an investment. He asked me about, we were talking about how, you know, all cloud mining is essentially typically going to be some type of Ponzi. You know, like, for example, there's a Coinomia or something that just popped up in there. Combining multi-level marketing with network marketing, or like one coin, you know, that horse shit. I'm not soliciting. I'm sticking out my feelers for people to work with. My team of total about now 30 independent traders that don't want to see people that are desperate in a situation where they're investing, say, 0.1 Bitcoin. And they had to work really hard to get it. And they're like, you know, hoping a prayer that that's really going to be able to turn into, you know, 0.3 Bitcoin in 2 days. And then they're getting scammed. That shit really pissed me off, because in 2013, before I actually, you know, bought my first S5, you know, off of eBay or whatnot, and actually started learning how to mine Bitcoins, you know, I was in the same position. You know, I lost a lot of money. I had a business partner, you know, walk away with $2.4 million. He's sitting in, you know, an 8x8 now. But that is, you know, something that I learned.
What's his name?
What's that?
What is his name?
Who?
The business partner that's in jail now?
I can't mention his name. That's why I mentioned that earlier to you.
Well, I mean, there's only so many Bitcoiners that have gone to jail. I probably know them all. Well, yeah, except for the DM guys.
This had nothing to do with Bitcoin.
Okay, then that's fine. Well, then, how old are you exactly, Andrew?
I'm 38.
You're 38. All right. Have you ever been diagnosed with like a spectrum disorder of any kind?
A what?
A spectrum disorder.
No. What is spectrum disorder?
Yeah. I mean, it seems to me that you're just chasing these get-rich-quick schemes one after the other after the other, and you're misrepresenting your performance to the noobs, and you're seeking yet another Hail Mary play.
Who's the noob that I did this with?
The people in the Bitcoin mining channel. So they have to be. Otherwise, they wouldn't be in Bitcoin mining.
Okay. Yeah. There's one crypto mining channel on Telegram, I believe, that someone sent me an invite to. I joined.
Okay.
That one link, I believe it was for 7zinc. That was probably for it. 7 or zinc7.cc. That's a platform that's doing 7%.
How is it that you have all these numbers you're throwing out? They're all either yours or not yours, depending on like how I phrase the question. So this one's a 7% deal that somebody else is doing. You've got a 12% deal.
7% was the first number I told you. Right. I said, hey, 7%. And then you start breaking it down with compounding and all that. Now you're trying to psycho. No, hold on. No. I mean, you're trying to, essentially, I mean, you you have tried to belittle me and say that I'm a guy with no assets, no credit.
Well,
I asked
you for the name of the first one. You wouldn't give me the name, but now you're saying it's called Zinc 7. Well, so you're making referral money on Zinc 7.
Well, yeah.
Then you've got BATM at 12%. So something's kind of weird here, too, because now you're making referral money on a 7% product, when meanwhile your own product is returning 12% BATM.
Well,
so something's not adding up.
Yeah, here's what's not adding up. I have not launched my own product yet. I haven't solicited.
But you're claiming 12% returns on it. So how can it not exist?
You asked me a question, and
you're making up total receipts, I guess. But meanwhile, you're contending with 27% chargeback rates.
No, I'm not making that up. I'm sitting here looking at the. I can sit here and look. I know my chargeback rates. I don't have all my spreadsheets in front of me.
But you found the 7% number to be kind of incredulous. But then you went around and said that the 12% number is what you're working on, and that isn't incredulous.
The 12%.
How is Zinc 7 making money? How is Zinc 7 at 7% returning this money?
Well, the entire business model looks like to me is their principal business outside of cryptocurrency, with the number 7 being their, evidently has, Zinc. On the actual little chart or whatever.
When I go to Zinc7.com, have you been to Zinc7? I'm sorry, Zinc7.cc. No. Have you been to Zinc7.cc? Mm-hmm. This is the spammiest website I've ever seen. There's absolutely no information. They do website security and investment. They have multiple languages that they support, and there's no details whatsoever on this. And my suspicion is that you don't have a pot to piss in, and you're trying to get referral money on this, and they're going to give you some very small amount based on whoever you can suck in from these channels.
Well, your suspicion's incorrect. You're on Zinc what?
Zinc7.cc.
Okay. Website security.
I mean, you can look at it. It's a very unfocused site, and it exists with a lot of cliched images here.
Yeah, I'm looking at it right now. All right, we'll see. No one mathematical.
It's also fairly obvious that your money's not in this. You're trying to earn a referral amount, but you have not been on this website.
No, I've invested in Zinc 7 $125, and then received back what I thought was unique. Where the hell would you see website security? Oh, over there on the left.
Wait, so you've made $270,000 in the last 6 months, and you then decided it was worth your time to put $175? Is that what you just said?
I haven't made a personal income $270,000 in the past.
You said earlier that you turned 100 Bitcoin into 400 Bitcoin with this BATM product that does or does not exist, depending at what time I've asked you in this call.
And what was your question before that, dude? It was, how much is the biggest investment that you've had into one of your platforms? And I said, well, and I had to think about it for a second, because it really wasn't one investment. It was, Bitcoin that was collectively put together for a fund for trading. And where I'm going to show you that is a sustainable, is very sustainable practice, peer-to-peer trading. If you look at the top, just look at the top seller on Paxful. I don't even get into local Bitcoins because it's so huge. I prefer Paxful. I mean, 10,000 trades at averages,
You can't have made that much money, because this affiliate program is offering 5% on whoever you, I guess, whatever the deposit amount is. So not only are they returning these crazy returns, but they also give you off the bat, 5% of that. Of that money,
of the referral,
right? So, why is it worth your time if you are a successful person making this kind of money to go into channels to solicit these little 5% here and there affiliates with total reputational risk the entirety of that, you know, relationship, which you're not like very secret about this. Like, you're clearly very new because, like, what's your last name, Andrew?
My last name is Moore.
Right. So Andrew Moore of Solar Bitcoin Mining is going around and trading his reputation on a 5% referral onto these Ponzi's. You say you're 38. You're acting like a child. I don't know what else to tell you. This seems like a petty scam.
Okay. Well, first off, I'm not going around soliciting. That's what.
Yes, you are. I've been looking at reports. People have been showing me what you want me to read it to you, because I can show you what I've been seeing. I see tons of little like emojis in these things, and they're like over the top, but they're basically. Let me bring one up here.
Show me on Telegram while you're talking to me, because I want to see what you're talking about.
I want the audience to hear this. Hold on. Yeah, this is all great. I like to share my earnings with screenshot and proof so we can look out for each other. PM me if you want to turn Bitcoin into steady income. All caps. I'm the Bitcoin miner. I use great platforms, fully vetted. $$$$$$. Free. This one is awesome. Paying 7% for 30 days. All caps. Day 15, you earn back your investment, then pure profit. I invested $125, received daily Bitcoin payouts of 7% daily. And then there's tons of icons from here. So don't tell me you're not soliciting, and then you include your referral code.
I'm not telling you I'm not soliciting. I wanted you to be specific on what you were speaking of. Okay, yeah, everything you just said, everything you read, I wrote every single word. I don't know about the emoji, but some graphic person off of Fiverr or something might have put that together. I don't know what you're actually looking at. The people that respond, and I don't go around spamming or whatnot. If when it comes to network marketing and multi-level marketing, that's one thing that is not my forte. I've never, been very good at it and lost more money than.
So, what multi-level marketing scams have you participated in the past?
Wow. Let's start out with the very first one. It was on pagers and satellite. I'm trying to think of the name off the top of my head.
You know what, Andrew? Let me just cut to the chase. Are you a scammer?
No.
Do scammers know they're scamming?
Most of the time, you would think, yeah.
All right. Where can people find out more about you, Andrew?
They can check me out on my LinkedIn profile.
You want to give that profile? What's the address?
Yeah, hold on a second.
You have a Twitter handle?
Yeah, multiple. You can go to DackStack, DackStack.com. What we're doing right now is putting together a high yield investment, Bitcoin investment platform that invests in three different.
What's the URL units. They can find out more?
And hit me on Twitter, on Telegram. Hold on one second, I'm pulling it up.
Shouldn't you know your website off the top of your head, Andrew? It seems like you've got your hands in all these different pots. It shouldn't be that hard to associate yourself with something.
You're asking me to give you. I just told you that we have not launched the platform yet. We'll be launching in a few days. You're asking me to give you
just a simple something they can get a hold of you at. It shouldn't be hard.
Sure. You can put SunBitKit in Google, and you'll pull up all types of things.
Okay. We can leave it at that. Andrew, thank you for coming on Bitcoin Uncensored. I appreciate your time.
Yeah, thank you, man. This was such a blast. Let me tell you, pretty hardcore.
No problem. Good luck, Andrew.
Are you looking for an informative and fun place to talk about Bitcoin and other cryptocurrencies? Check out coinchat.club.
So I don't know what that was. I think that was Bitcoin weird. You know, I get the impression this guy's, I don't know, my guess, he says he's 38, but he's something had to have happened that he's like hustling in channels for like little hits on Ponzi schemes all day with these big dreams, chasing get-rich-quick dreams. And, you know, it sounds like he's tried again and again and again. And it's very similar to what we see with people like OneCoin Bob, these people that believe that one day their ship will come in, their Nigerian prince has to arrive, And, well, invariably, he never does. So he hasn't done some basic math on his products. He hasn't thought about just the grander scheme. I think that a lot of these guys are very unable to step outside of themselves and see a sort of macro view on what it is that they're proposing, what the interests, incentives, and economics are of the other actors in the space. And they take a very solipsistic view of where their scheme fits. And in doing so, they seem to scam certainly themselves, but others as well. These loose nuts kind of take people with them. So I don't know. You tell me, weigh in. What do you think about these series where we talk to some of the crazies of Bitcoin? Are they add value? Are they funny? Are they sad? Are they all of the above? Should we do more? Should we do less? Let me know. I'd be curious to know what you guys think. I'm having fun with these, just kind of even for my own purpose. But yeah, tell me what you think. Some of them are better than others, maybe. See how many more I do. And you know what? This show thrives on tip-offs. So I'm not going to say who tipped this guy off out of respect. I don't know if that's what he wants or not. Maybe the respectful thing is tell me who. Tell you guys who tipped me off. So if he tells me he wants me to put his name in there, I will. But if you see somebody acting erratic or who's a crazy or somebody who just probably, you know, deserves to be documented, let me know. Reach out to me. I'm Brighton36 on Telegram, and I'm DeRoseTech on Twitter. And certainly, if you haven't already, join the Coin Dojo. Message me on either of those forums, and I'll get you in. You can talk Bitcoin all day, every day, and we can suss out the crazies and probably evaluate our own sanity in the process. Who knows? Thanks for listening, party people. Peace out.